Police search for ATV after driver intentionally drove into police vehicle. Sudbury police are requesting assistance from the public in finding a side-by-side ATV and driver. The driver, believed to be impaired, intentionally drove into police vehicles trying to escape custody. A release states that on October 3 around 12:13 a.m. GSPS responded to reports of a Polaris side-by-side ATV with no license plate being operated by an alleged impaired driver on Regent Street near the McDonald's restaurant. The driver is described as an older male with a handlebar mustache. Officers located the ATV and attempted to bring it to a safe stop. However, the driver intentionally drove the ATV through the police vehicles, causing damage to them. The driver was able to flee on the ATV and has not yet been located. The ATV is likely to have damages as a result of this incident. Anyone with information is asked to contact police at 705-675-9171, or Crime Stoppers at 705-222-TIPS, online at www.sudburycrimestoppers.com. OFSC launches early bird permit sales online. The Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs, OFSC, launched early bird permit sales online on October 1, giving riders an opportunity to save 30% on seasonal permits when purchased on or before November 1. Permits can only be purchased online at permits.ofsc.on.ca. If you do not yet have the required vehicle information to purchase your permit, but want to lock in the early fees, you can purchase a gift card. All that is required is an OFSC permit account, your last name, postal code, and a valid credit card. Opinion. City swim clubs on life support because Laurentian won't open its pool. The Geno Tihany Olympic Gold Pool at Laurentian University has been closed since the onset of the pandemic in March 2020. Unfortunately, the pool has remained closed, despite the removal of restrictions by public health authorities. The continued closure of the Tihany Pool has crippled the three main community users of the pool: the Sudbury Laurentian Swim Club, the Sudbury Synchro Swim Club, and Master Swimming Sudbury, all of whom were training at the pool right up until its closure. The Tihany Pool is ready for use, the pool is full, and the water is being treated and circulated. Communications with Laurentian University have been impossible. No one is able or willing to explain why the pool is closed or why the university, presumably hungry for revenue due to its insolvency crisis, will not accept the fees offered by the three major users. You can read more of this story here. Sudbury Police reporting a sudden death in Memorial Park. Greater Sudbury Police are reporting a sudden death in Memorial Park the morning hours of Saturday, October 2. At 9:24 a.m., GSPS received a call in relation to the sudden death of a 28-year-old male located in a tent in Memorial Park on Minto Street. The downtown Sudbury Park has become a de facto encampment over the last several months, with makeshift shelters and tents set up throughout the area. GSPS is working in collaboration with the coroner's office to conduct a post-mortem exam to determine a cause of death, but the death is not suspicious in nature and foul play is not suspected. The identity of the deceased will not be released at the wishes of the family. Inner City Home and Sudbury Wolves launch 50-50 draw. The Foyer Inner City Home of Sudbury is partnering with the Sudbury Wolves to launch a 50-50 draw, raising money for the programs and services offered by the charity supporting hunger and homelessness in the community. Providing support to more than 600 children and 2,000 individuals in Sudbury monthly, the Foyer Inner City Home will partner with the Wolves for a 3-year term. The 50-50 tickets will be sold at all home games, as well as in a new, online 50-50 draw. More information on tickets can be found at innercitywolves5050.com and with QR codes that will be placed throughout the city. You can read the full story by clicking here. Volunteers plant 300 native species along Junction Creek. More than 50 volunteers gathered in the rain at the Garson Park entrance to the Junction Creek Trail to join the Junction Creek Stewardship Committee in planting 300 native shrubs and trees for the health of the water, the shores, and even the city. Junction Creek, 52 kilometers in length, is the central urban waterway in Sudbury, said Miranda Vertanen, executive director of the Stewardship Committee. Running from Garson through downtown to Lively and continuing on as part of both the Spanish and Vermilion Rivers, before becoming part of Lake Huron, Junction Creek is lined with trails that run throughout most of its banks. These bank areas are also known as riparian habitat, and are important to the health of the water. It basically acts as a buffer, Virtanen told Sudbury.com. It filters any pollutants that could be running off from nearby land use so that it doesn't go directly into the water. The riparian habitat also helps with rising levels of snow and rain. Those plants will suck up that water and they help with flood management. Not to mention, said Virtanen, that the trees are excellent for carbon sequestration. You can read the full story here. Sudbury man $500,000 richer after winning hospital's September 50-50 lottery. Health Sciences North, HSN, Foundation, Neo Kids Foundation, Northern Cancer Foundation, and the HSN Volunteer Association are announcing that September's HSN 50-50 cash lottery for the North jackpot of $506,358 has been won by Jay Jessup of Sudbury. In a release detailing his win, Jessup states he was shocked by the news. The call came completely out of the blue. It was just a normal work day until a few hours ago, said Jessup. When I saw the call coming from HSN, I assumed it was a follow-up from a procedure I had done over the summer. Needless to say, this is much more shocking and more positive news. We still can't believe it. You can read more of Jessup's story here. Time's running out to support the Terry Ames Care Fund and maybe win a Cadillac in 2009. Terry Ames was diagnosed with cancer and told it was terminal. Today, not only is Ames cancer-free, but he is helping ensure that anyone else who faces this disease does not do so alone, that they will have the same support that he did as he battled his illness. Ames has written two books about his battle with cancer, and later launched the Terry Ames Care Fund. Since 2015, the Terry Ames Care Fund has raised $500,000 and helped 200 families in Northern Ontario. This year, they are back at it again, offering the chance to win a 2022 Cadillac XT5. The Terry Ames Care Fund is administered by Northern Cancer Foundation Sudbury. When you're sick, you're taking time off work but your bills are still coming, said Ames. We saw that firsthand when I was going through cancer, so we said, what can we do to help? This year, the draw launched on Ames' 10-year anniversary of being cancer-free will be closing soon, with the draw on October 6. You can read more about this story here.